Hello, fellow Wanderers, and welcome to episode 55 of the Wonder World podcast. I'm Pam.
And I'm Olivia, and this is the fourth week of April.
April 22nd is Passover and National Jelly Bean Day. April 23rd is Shakespeare Day. Hey, we were just talking about Shakespeare.
Yeah.
April 24th is National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Okay, Olivia, do you like pigs in a blanket?
I love pigs in a blanket.
We were talking about pigs in a blanket the other night, too. I think while watching a movie based on Shakespeare.
Yes. Any function that has pigs in a blanket, that is where I will go.
Yep. April 26th is Alien Day and Audubon Day. April 27th is Freedom Day in South Africa and National Tell a Story Day.
And now for some trivia. In which country did pigs in a blanket originate? Was it A, the USA, B, South Africa, or C, England? Hold on to that yummy thought and we will be right back with the answer.
Famous birthdays this week include William Shakespeare, who was born on April 23rd, 1564, and later died on April 23rd, 1616. 15th U.S. President James Buchanan, he was born on April 23rd, 1791, and on April 28th, 1758, James Monroe, the fifth president of the United States, was born. We would also like to wish a very happy birthday to the following Wonder World Kids Club members. Ileana V. of Iowa and Lillian G. of Michigan were born on April 22nd. Evangeline B. of Texas celebrates on April 23rd. Arden P. of Alabama, Evelyn H. of Arkansas, Katie P. of California, Nathan B. of Texas, and Sean L. of North Carolina were all born on April 24th. Colby P. of Pennsylvania and Dominic S. of Ohio on April 25th. Connor R. of Indiana gets his birthday cake on April 26th. And Sadie J. of Utah on April 27th. Happy birthday, Wonder Kids Club members.
Happy birthday. This week in history. On April 24th in 1898, Spain declared war on the United States and started the Spanish-American War. On April 25th in 1719, Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe was published. On the same day in 1901, New York became the first U.S. state to require automobile license plates.
Thereby creating a game for American kids everywhere.
Yes.
Today, we get to briefly explore a country known for its breathtaking landscapes, incredible wildlife, rich history, and diverse culture. Welcome to South Africa. South Africa, fondly known as the Rainbow Nation, is located at the southernmost tip of the African continent. Its nickname, the Rainbow Nation, was coined by Archbishop Desmond Tutu, a key figure in South Africa's struggle for freedom and equality. It reflects the country's diverse mix of cultures, languages, and races. Imagine a place where oceans meet, mountains reach for the sky, and wide plains stretch as far as the eye can see. Well, that's South Africa for you. The country is home to the famous Kruger National Park, one of the largest game reserves in Africa. Here you can spot many remarkable animals, including lions, elephants, rhinoceroses, leopards, and buffaloes, known as the Big Five. South Africa also offers breathtaking views along its coastline where the Atlantic and Indian Oceans meet. The coastal city of Cape Town is nestled near Table Mountain. You can take a cable car ride to the top of this flat-top mountain and enjoy an amazing view of the city. In the Rainbow Nation, diversity is celebrated. South Africa has 11 official languages, more than any other country. Each language reflects a unique cultural community with its own vibrant traditions, music, and cuisine. And speaking of cuisine, South Africa boasts a variety of delicious foods influenced by African, European, and Indian flavors. If you ever visit, you might try a spiced minced meat dish or one of their famous sweet and creamy desserts. South Africa is a land of stunning beauty, from its wildlife-rich savannas to its soaring mountains and scenic coasts. It's a nation with a deep history and a vibrant mix of cultures. As a rainbow nation, it stands as a symbol of hope.
Our word of the week is nocturnal. Nocturnal means active at night and often refers to animals, although some people refer to themselves as nocturnal or as night owls. How can you use the word nocturnal in your conversations this week?
Teenagers. Teenagers are nocturnal.
Yes.
And they're in the kitchen at night looking for food.
Yes.
Hey, Olivia, what kind of plates do they use on Venus?
I don't know.
Flying saucers.
Okay, that's a good one.
And now, here's some jokes from our listeners.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm 10 years old. What does a cloud wear under his raincoat? Thunderwear!
Hi, my name is Lucy, and I'm 5 years old. I live in Moses Lake, Washington. And what did you call a spider with eyes? A spider.
Hi, my name is Ethan from Moses Lake, Washington. What did the teddy bear say after dinner? I'm stuffed.
And now back to our trivia. Where did pigs in a blanket originate? Was it A, the USA, B, South Africa, or C, England? It is believed that this childhood favorite originated in England in the 1600s. That was a long time ago. Field workers put meat inside dough for a quick meal on the go. Hey, that may be the original fast food.
Give it to me with some fries.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. Be sure to check the show notes for a fun April 2023 Wonder World podcast episode to keep the fun flowing. And until next time,
keep wondering.